the Book of Roads and Kingdoms, written and read by me, Richard Feidler. The waters of the Tigris River originate from a lake in the snow-capped Taurus Mountains of Anatolia. From there they rush through the centre of Iraq until they join the Tigris's cousin, the Euphrates River, and then empty into the Persian Gulf. In the lower part of Iraq, both rivers irrigate a fertile floodplain, crisscrossed by a network of ancient canals that were built by the world's earliest civilizations. The empires of Sumeria, Babylon, and Assyria sprang up in this rich alluvial zone that became known as Mesopotamia, the land between the rivers. There are several ancient documents that refer in passing to a settlement on the Tigris named Baghdadu, or Baghdata, that existed centuries before the arrival of Islam. The town's name might be of Persian origin, meaning founded by God, or could be drawn from a humbler Aramaic phrase meaning enclosure of sheep. In the 7th century, this little village was dwarfed by the nearby city of Ctesiphon, which lay 35 kilometres downstream along the Tigris. Ctesiphon, the royal capital of the Sassanid kings of Persia, was crowded with monuments that awed and intimidated all who approached it. Foreign envoys entered Ctesiphon's royal palace through the colossal Arch of Khusrau, the biggest unsupported brick arch in the world, which still stands today. In the palace's royal reception hall, visitors prostrated themselves before the Shahanshah, the King of Kings, who sat beneath a crown so weighted with gold and precious stones, it had to be suspended by a chain from the ceiling. Three empty chairs were kept in place below the king's throne, one for the Emperor of the Romans, one for the Khan of the Khazars, and one for the Emperor of China, reserved for the day when these three rulers came to Ctesiphon as the Shahanshah's humble vassals. The Sassanid elite of Ctesiphon regarded themselves as the rightful rulers of the world. Even so, they lived there like expatriates in a foreign land. Their traditional heartlands lay to the east, on the Iranian plateau, where they retreated to escape the stifling heat of the Iraqi summer. While in Ctesiphon, they held themselves at a distance from the rest of the city's inhabitants, dwelling in their own separate quarter, in mansions stocked with storerooms of ice brought down from the mountains as a defence against the constant humidity. The religion of the Persian elite held it at an even greater distance from the local Iraqis. In the year 600 CE, Ctesiphon's population was largely Christian, while the Persian aristocracy held to their Zoroastrian faith. Their religion spoke of a universal struggle between Ormazd, the god of light and truth, and Ahriman.